fifth term in office, seemingly in a stronger political position than his centrist rival in yesterday's elections, Benny Gantz. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report on what happens next.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand's parliament has approved a ban on automatic and semi-automatic weapons, a reaction to last month's mosque shooting attacks that took 50 lives in Christchurch. The vote was 119-1. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand's House of Representatives.
That none of them had just one gunshot wound. I struggle to recall any single gunshot wounds. In every case, they spoke of multiple injuries, multiple debilitating injuries that deemed it impossible for them to recover in days, let alone weeks, Mr. Speaker. They will carry disabilities for a lifetime, and that's before you consider the psychological impact. We are here because of them, and I believe that they are here with us, supporting what we are doing here today as well, because these weapons were designed to kill.
A 28-year-old Australian, Brenton Tarrant, has been charged with the killings. Once today's bill is signed by New Zealand's Governor General, it's expected to go into effect on Friday. To stay on top of the news every day, you can go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian investigators are calling for jailed U.S. investor Michael Calvi to be released from pretrial detention and placed under house arrest instead.